in charge?
Like me, you're right now.
You say anything?
Get that gavel.
Make a motion, we impeach.
Get that gavel in there.
Impeachment proceedings will begin. What are we talking about now? What are we on there now?
Engineering department status update.
Okay.
I was asked to give like an engineering department status update. I wasn't 100% sure what that meant. But, you know, within the department ourselves, and I've given you a copy of a spreadsheet that we maintain and we update on a monthly basis. And basically, it tracks all our various and sundry projects. I should also mention I have a lot of my project engineers and division heads, and they're just thrilled to be here.
Would you like to introduce them?
Sure. Start here with Mrs. Go ahead, Patty.
Patty Deptula.
Why don't you say what exactly, kind of roughly what you work on?
Assistant Director of Public Works, handle suburban community improvements and street lighting projects that I brought to you in the county landfill, closed landfill sites. Miscellaneous.
Yeah, whatever we can.
Catch-all.
She's a catch-all.
Tom Baker, Director of Public Works. I take care of mainly the subdivisions when they come in, approval, all that.
Pete Kelly, Project Engineer, handle a lot of building projects.
Bob Jones, Project Engineer, airports, roads, and libraries.
There you go.
I should mention Bob was the project engineer, or for the construction end, on the runway 1028 that was just opened. He spent many nights out there because we did a lot of night paving, and Bob spent a lot of night.
Jim Heckett, the airport manager.
Yep.
Andrea Wall, contract administrator. I worked with the contract office.
I didn't get her name.
Andrea Wall.
Andrea.
Brad Hawks, Director of Utility Engineering, and we do most of the county utility projects.
You can skip the next one.
No.
Roger Marvel, Assistant Director of Environmental Services, basically in charge of the maintenance of our wastewater pumping station, wastewater facility.
I didn't get her name either.
Jewel Gibbons. We have trouble getting Jewel to speak loudly. I'm always bugging her.
She's bashful.
Steve Hudson, Director of Technical Engineering.
Gary Tung, Director of Utility Department. We establish and maintain all the various sewer water accounts. We're primarily the person that the customer calls in. We're their point of contact.
Jane Dickerson, and I'm an office manager of the utility permit.
John Ashman, utility planning. Take care of all the concept sewer plans and doing the planning studies.
And to you, Heather.
I'm a Sheridan, Director of Environmental Services. We operate and maintain water and wastewater.
And I think the last person we have here today is Julie.
Julie Cooper, Project Engineer, whatever type of project you're working on.
That's honest.
She's working on a parking right now and just finished up the airport fire system. And you're doing the GAC. So what we did here is I just did like a summary of the big projects that are contained in this detailed list, and I'll try to zoom through these without taking a ton of time. The first category of projects that we have are these stimulus projects, and in reality, at least for the Georgetown portion of the engineering department, this is where we're really spending most of our time, because as you can see this note, all contracts must be executed by February 17th, 2010. So we've got to design these projects. We've got to bid them. We have to award the bids. We have to get the funding agency's approval. And then I have to get the contractor to sign the contracts all by February 17, 2010. And Oak Orchard, for example, we have three different contracts. Angola, five different contracts that will be bid. Johnson's Corner, we're ahead of the curve in that both of those have been awarded and are under construction as we speak. And then the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility is a big one, and we need to have that advertised by November 15th to meet the funding deadline, so we have to have all our permits there. And then finally, the Woodlands of Millsboro, which is at 57 lot subdivision with the failing community system. Same thing. We awarded the contract a couple weeks ago to George Miles and Buer, and we're jumping on that as quickly as we can. Patty? Airport projects, runway 1028 rehabilitation. You were just out there to see that. That construction is now complete. We do have to do some things. We haven't brought in the actual substantial completion, have we yet, Gene? We still need to do that. So even though you can use the runway, all the work is not yet done as far as us closing out the project. We continue to work for some period of time. Project you probably don't know much about, just extending the fence of security measure, and we had a grant from the FAA for that. The tie-down ramp project, this is under design. We have $420,000. And this will basically be a paved area that we can expand to give basically more airplane parking. Fiber optic gate system. We have a mechanical gate system. I think when you came out to the ceremony today, you went through a gate, and basically you have a card system. You hold your card up, the gate opens up and closes. What we found, the airport is really susceptible to lightning strikes. We have a lot of copper wire in the ground. And in an attempt to eliminate those lightning strikes, which are always shutting down the system, we're going to convert the gate system to a fiber optic system. And actually, we'll extend that fiber optic. It just won't only serve the gates. It's going to serve other things out there that will benefit the airport. Airport stormwater, this is a project we haven't brought before council yet, but we are in the middle of a negotiation for a design contract with one of the six local engineering firms that were selected several months ago. And Andrea, how close are we to that contract? We're getting close. Wetland mitigation, the same thing. Mainly we're trying to hone in on the site that we want to do the wetland mitigation on. And then the big one, runway 422 expansion. We're kind of stuck in an environmental assessment mode and planning mode. And we're going to meet with the FAA, I believe it's September 10th, Jim, and discuss the cost-benefit ratio, which justifies whether the FAA funds the project. That's a big meeting on September 10th. Other projects, building projects we're working on. Milton Library, we're just finishing construction. Bob, are we occupying that space yet?
Yeah, it's pretty well open right now.
Okay.
The AV system has got a bunch of items to finish up before it's fully functional.
Okay. The Laurel EMS, we've done that to death. We don't need to talk about that anymore. The admin building roof, that's, you know, the top of this building, that's ongoing as we speak, and we're just thrilled with the way that, you know, I thought it was just going to be loud and noisy and very disruptive to the activity in this building, but it's actually going very well so far, and credit to the contractor for that. EOC UPS system, that's a Steve Hudson project. We're doing this design in-house. Basically, that's going to provide a battery backup system for the EOC. We have a, what is it, Homeland Security grant. And we have to have this. We have a deadline of December 1st to receive that grant. So Steve's working very hard. He doesn't even want to be here. He'd rather be up in his office because we got to bid this right away to meet that deadline. And then once Steve has done that, the next thing he's going to jump into is a generator UPS system that was appropriated in this year's budget to provide backup, you know, power generator power and battery power to this building. Records management building, I think perhaps some of you have been to this. We basically have finished our renovation, and that is now started up. We're doing that conversion of the building being complete to actually running the facility right now. Same mode for South Coastal Library. Even though we finished the construction this spring, we're still dealing with a lot of the bugs and details and warranty items within the building, so Bob still spends a lot of time down there. Greenwood Library, we just discussed. Regional SOAR projects. These are projects we're working on that are not stimulus funded. Goff Village, we just finished that up. And connections, have we sent the connection letter, Gary?
It's been sent, and, you know, they can start connecting as of Friday.
Bethany Bay improvements, Bethany Bay was actually connected to a private wastewater facility. They opted to connect to the county system, and we have a series of improvements at their cost. I should mention that they are going through, that we are overseeing to make sure they bring it up to county standards. Millville Contract F, we brought the Millville contract in under budget, and we have some remaining funds. And there's actually a section of Millville that we haven't served, so we're going to go ahead and take action that we can serve the remainder, actually within town limits, the remaining section of Millville. Oak Orchard, River Road, this was a contract that the council approved several months ago, once again with one of the six new engineering firms. This will get us around the archaeological remains that are on River Road. The design is nearing completion. We expect to be bidding this within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then Miller Creek Extension, once again, the Miller Creek project, we brought that in under budget, and we still have $1.5 million in remaining grant money from RD, and we're trying to determine the best way to serve that. There was, when we had our public hearing, there were a couple communities like Tanglewood and Oakwood Acres that were looking for central sewer, and we're trying to work it out that we can use this money to provide those folks with sewer. Just general sewer and water projects that Heather's group's working on. We're replacing a number of generators spread throughout the county, mostly in the Dewey Beach area. Would you say, Rodney?
Dewey and Fenwick.
Dewey water tank repainting, $41,000. That's not a lot of money to do that work. Basically, we have a maintenance contract for the Dewey water tower. It was painted once. It started to peel, didn't take. So now the company has to come back. They're going to have, this fall, it's going to be a big project. They basically have to sandblast the entire tower.
My God.
And we have to do the job to keep that sand from blowing all over Dewey Beach and then repaint the tower, and that's going to start around October 1st. The North Burton Field Rig project, this will extend at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. We hope to have this done very quickly and make our physical connection by October 1st. And then we'll be able to bring online 49 additional acres of spray irrigation there. West Rehoboth and Long Neck pump station upgrades. Most of this work's being done in-house by our environmental services group. And that's basically pump stations that have been around for years and years that we're just bringing back up to standard. Industrial Park VOC water system. This is out at the industrial park. We have some contamination of our water system that serves the industrial park. We put on a temporary system, but we duly designed a permanent system, and that's under construction. And when will that be online, Julie?
A couple more weeks.
Yeah,
I have a little bit more work to do out there and get the existing
well pump on. Yeah. The industrial park fire system upgrade, this was a big project to bring the water system up to standard so that we could provide fire protection for all the large airplane hangars, especially the crane out at the airport. That was a big, complicated job. We actually have it started up, but again, you're dealing with bugs and just trying to get everything up and running the way it's supposed to be once the construction is complete. And then finally, Pump Station 30. This is the main pumping station that serves Fenwick Island, South Bethany, West Fenwick, Johnson's Corner. We need to upgrade the capacity of that pump station as well as the force main. That's under design. Sussex improvements and streetlights. This is basically Patty's oversight. When we passed the new ordinance several weeks ago, it was suggested that we provide a uniform rate, and Patty and I met with Mr. Robertson on Monday and reviewed his first draft and gave him comments back, and we hope to put a copy of this into the councilman's packet for you to look at in the next couple weeks, and then you can decide whether to put it on, you know, to introduce it or not. Sussex Shores SCI, this is a community down on the ocean front north of Bethany. Basically, it will be the last project that goes through the old SCI program because they had already petitioned us, but they're on hold because they're trying to do some other things of their own. Yeah, they want to replace their water mains at the same time. The Holly's SCI and Holly Cove SCI, these will be the first two projects that we do under the new ordinance, and we're in the process. Patty, you're going to put the petitions together for that?
Mm-hmm. We're going to.
Yeah. We're kind of not sure whether we should move these forward until we have the uniform rate or give them the current system. So, and then Plantation Park and Salt Pond are two SCI projects that have contacted Patty and are anxious for her to move forward with the program. And then finally, Cedar Creek, you brought that in several weeks ago, correct? Okay, so she's got two street lighting districts that are being considered. And number eight is not a Sussex improvement project, but it's kind of fallen into our group is administering it. Argo's Glade was a subdivision where the developer went bankrupt, so we called in the bond and we bid out the construction. And Bob, when are we going to be finished with that? Paving's done.
The paving's done, the drainage is done, the as-built are on the way to us, and Sussex Conservation District for review to make sure that the ponds were built correctly, and we should be able to wrap it up.
Okay. Next one. Then miscellaneous projects we're working on. Nanticoke Dredge Site, we're in the property acquisition phase, and we hope to consummate something there. Harris Alley parking improvements, that's the next project that Julie's working on the design for. Communication tower expansion, this will improve not only our SCADA system for our sewer and water districts, but help with overall county communications. As soon as Steve gets done with the UPS project, well, you got to figure out whether you're working on this or the county project, county building project. Sewer and water standards, we've been working on these off and on for about a year and a half, just trying to find time. These are just bringing our current sewer and water standards, putting them in a format where everything's written down in the same place. Omar landfill surface restoration, we've been working on all our landfills, generally doing one a year where we go in and basically remove any trash that's floated up to the surface or areas that have eroded. The next project we're working on is Omar, and we hope to be working out there this fall. And then finally, the joint Sussex County sewer and water study, you know, hopefully we can put this one to rest sometime in September. Just some other information about the engineering department. We operate and maintain four wastewater treatment facilities, two water systems, 26 sewer districts, an airport, and we continue to manage the six closed landfills and trying to, you know, keep a lid on those. From 2003 to 2009, the number of EDUs served increased from 48,000 in 2003 to 65,000 at the end of 2008. And even in 2008, when, you know, the economy being down, we still experienced a 3% growth in our sewer and water EDUs. And that's our show.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
Any questions for Mr. Izzo? Mr. Vincent?
I'm going to miss this, Mike.
Sure.
Was there anything in there to add another pivot down at the
In the bays?
Yeah, that was that north rig. I kind of just touched on it briefly.
Okay. But that's
it's under construction. We'll add another. We have 200 acres under irrigation today. This will add another 49. And then, obviously, when we do our plant expansion, we'll bring on, trying to think, Heather, how many more acres will the expansion bring on? Yeah. It'll increase our disposal capacity. Right now, we're at 1.4 MGD. By the time we do this expansion and then the big plant expansion, we'll go to 2.6 million gallons per day of disposal. So we'll have a lot of flexibility.
And, Mike, how is the current staff handling the workload you just presented to us?
The stimulus projects have, you know,
put a burden on us.
They put a burden on us. We've lost two engineers. Doug Stewart retired, and he works one day a week, but It's hard to be productive, and Russell only works one day a week, and we counted a lot on Russell. So, I mean, I don't think we're missing any deadlines, but, you know, you always feel like you can use help, but at the same time, we understand the current situation, and we're just making do with what we have.
One last question, I guess. We talked last week, this Rehoboth project, and somewhere in there, depending if you do one thing or another, we have to increase some pipe sizes somewhere in West Rehoboth or something out there.
It depends, yeah. If Rehoboth ends up pumping the Wolf Neck and then ultimately from Wolf Neck to Inland Bay, we will have to upgrade our pipe sizes versus if Rehoboth goes to the ocean and Wolf Neck pumps to Inland Bay, then obviously the pipe sizes would be smaller because you wouldn't have that additional 2.5 million gallons per day that would come from Rehoboth.
And in your process of things, when do you have to make that decision?
Really, I think we're going to have to make improvements at Wolf Neck by 2015 as far as needing additional capacity, which is the same time frame that Rehoboth has to get out of the canal. Now, obviously, you have to start a number of years ahead of that to meet that time frame. So, you know, in reality, it would be best if we picked the direction and Rehoboth picked the direction in the next 6 months. Then everybody can plan ahead, and it just gives you a little bit of flexibility with your timing and your financing.
So what we need to do as a council, we need to try to speed Rehoboth along. It seems like they're sitting back waiting on us to make a decision before they decide what they want to do.
Well, Mike,
what's first, the cart or the horse, or you know what?
Here's a solution possibly is you just reference, Mike, the size of the pipes that we would run no matter what. One would have to be larger if we had Rehoboth, one would be smaller. Many times we've oversized things, you know, in other parts of our sewer. So why don't we just oversize this? How much would that increase our cost? Because sometimes the size of the pipe cost to expand it is not that great, and we could do it anyway for the future.
You can do that. The only problem is if your flows are lower, you know, it takes some while to grow into that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So if your velocities are slow, then all of a sudden you get settlement, and it could lead to problems with operation. We always got to be very careful. We like the idea of oversizing, but you got to pick a size that you can manage day one when you first flip that switch that you can operate the system. And that's always the challenge with oversizing.
I guess what kind of going with this thing is I think we maybe need to put some kind of time frame on the city of Rehoboth and say we need to know which way you're going to go by so we can make decisions.
I have a feeling, though, that they can't make that decision until they know which way we want to go.
It's like, you know, I said it the other day. It's like, you know, they would very much like us to make a decision. So they say, this is what we have to do because
we're
on.
We're fine, Vance. We're on the.
They have the deadline.
Right. Well, we've already made the decision, haven't we, Mike? We're going to run from Wolf's.
We have indicated we didn't want
to do it.
Be part of, or at least. The prior council took a vote and indicated we did not want to be part of a regional ocean outfall.
Exactly. So we've already made the decision. Now, unless we change that decision, gentlemen, we've already made the decision.
That's right.
It's still floating out there like we haven't made it.
Would you like to put that in the form of a motion so that it's clear to everyone?
No, we've already made a motion.
But it doesn't seem to have stuck.
I mean, to who?
I'm not sure either our engineering department or our administration.
Made, if the motion is made, it's been made. And that's the direction that we're going in.
Is there any objection from council?
If the personnel changes, unless somebody changes the motion. But right now, we have a motion that had said we're moving forward.
I do think the new elections in Rehoboth, Mr. Sargent in particular, is being very active. And they've asked us to... Excuse me?
When does he get sworn in?
That's beyond.
I think that's a key
they've
issue.
Asked us to come down on September 5th and give the same presentation that we gave to county council. So I get the impression that they finally are going to be moving forward.
Mr. Izzo, it sounds like to me, and you tell me if you're not hearing what I'm hearing, that the council wants no part of ocean outfall. Is any of the council members?
I never thought we were getting prices on that. I was shocked to see it in the studies that came to us. I didn't think we were even looking at that.
I didn't either.
We're not looking at it.
We didn't do any, and maybe I didn't portray it correctly. We just carried through numbers that were, that had been compiled several years ago. I clearly understood the direction from the council, and we have not really spent any time on the regional ocean outfall, other than, you know, taking the old numbers and dusting them off and putting them into the report.
So for the record, this county council does not support moving toward ocean outfall for our usage.
Unless you get it done for half price or wait.
No, it would take, if new information came in, Vance, then somebody would put on the table a new motion, and since we have the ability to do that still, because we haven't really committed too much at this point, right? So we have the ability to still change our mind, but I think we ought to change our mind only if we have some good, credible information. The last council, it was actually a 4-1 vote. I voted to go with Rehoboth, but it was a 4-1 vote to, you know, go on our own. So right now, that's what we have decided to do, and that's what Mike's marching orders are, so.
I mean, it just seems to me.
That's where we are.
We owe it to the people who are in these sewer districts to look out for their best interest as to cost.
That's exactly.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to be paying this thing, they are. And if one way is a lot cheaper than the other, for whatever reason, I think that really needs to be visited to say, should we or shouldn't we, before we obligate them to 20 or 30 or 40 years of paying at what could be an astronomical number.
Amen.
Out of somebody's household.
Our problem is, if we didn't have any Dewey Beach and Henlopen Acres, we could just pick the decision that's best for the West Rehoboth Sewer District and
go
our way. But because we got customers on both sides of the fence, we got Dewey and Henlopen that's being affected by whatever Rehoboth chooses, we got West Rehoboth affected by whatever we choose, we kind of got to have that wisdom of Solomon to pick the solution that fits
both
best for both.
And on the other side, too, there are 17,000 customers in the West Rehoboth District
right.
that could be affected, and 3,000.
3,000.
I would assume we could decide to say we're going on the spray irrigation, and Rehoboth says they want to do
ocean outfall,
and that and Henlopen Acres and Dewey Beach, because they go through them anyway, would go ocean outfall.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
We have a contract with them for treatment.
Right.
But at this point, I don't believe the council is interested in revisiting this issue unless something new comes before us, correct?
If the state of Delaware came up with the difference, the money we were talking about, then we could look at it.
Sure.
Right. But right now, I think the council is taking that position.
We're not doing any work on it.
Because of the money, the amount of money it would cost our users to go their way right now, was decided not to do it.
That's very helpful for us.
Yes.
Okay, good. One last question. Maybe it's not the last question. We have a contract with a farmer on the Inland Bay wastewater farm who is paying a substantially amount more for the irrigated land.
Correct.
And there's quite a bit of land that is not irrigated now. Could we take advantage of that contract and proactively put up new systems, even though they're not part of our wastewater treatment? They could almost pay for themselves, I think, with the way that contract is written.
We could, you're saying actually just drill a water well and have irrigated land.
Yes, that could then potentially be utilized once your design
is complete. You'd have the rig in place, you're right. We can give you a cost for how much it would cost to buy the rig and drill the well, and you could compare that to the difference in the amount the farmer would be paying us.
Does council have any thoughts
on that? The
caveat
would be, who's paying for it? Wait.
Just a minute, Mr. Cole. Go ahead.
Who's paying for that, Mr. Phillips? In your scenario?
Could we not run the water from the well we already had there, the engine we already had?
Users don't need it.
And pump that over.
That existing well that, yeah, we could look at that.
Why don't we just do that and go ahead and put that system in and get those systems in and get them going?
Rodney, you hearing what he's saying?
I think we need to get those systems. Mr. Vance, Mr. Phillips, I'm in favor of getting. I got Vance here, and I got Vincent. And I'll tell you, got
too many V's. That's right. We're separate.
And I got a grandson named Vincent. So anyway,
okay.
Anyway, we'll get down to this. I think these systems should be put in right away. Yep. I really think they should be done.
Okay,
Mister.
That way we're ahead of. Because this time, look how long it took to get.
They always ask me who's going to pay for it. Who's going to pay for it now?
Right.
These enhanced systems.
The original point was that we are getting paid X amount of dollars for the dry land, farmland out there. Mm-hmm. We're getting three times more for the irrigated land. Mike is suggesting that he can bring to us in a few weeks, maybe the next time we meet, the the comparison of cost to increase the irrigated land versus the amount of money that we're going to receive from.
Why didn't the county just pay for it until the users need it? Because right now the users don't need it.
Wait a minute, George.
Being the farmer pay for it.
No, the user or somebody else pay for it other than the users.
George, if you would visit down there, you would see we need.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's the rate.
We got water standing all over down there this year. Waves.
Sam, I don't care about that. It's,
oh yes, we do.
I want to know who's paying for it.
We're breaking violations. We're violating the.
I don't think we have.
Yes, we are.
Have we got any violations, Mike?
Yeah.
We are not spraying on the wet areas as we speak.
But did we not get violations for being too wet at times?
We have met with DENREC. We started working with them last December, and I have a letter from them saying we're being very proactive. We're doing everything right.
Okay.
And they're complimentary of our efforts to, and they think we're doing all the right things. Let me say that.
Is that a violation?
See what we're saying, George? What he's saying here is we're trying to move ahead and get rid of this wetland. That's what we're saying here.
I just want to know who's paying for it.
Right.
I'll give you some capital prices, and then Susie can figure out how to pay for it. How about that?
That's all I know.
Anything else for Mr. Izzo?
Who's paying for all this?
George, we got how much more do we get for our land this year we got last?
How much more?
Yeah, probably $100,000, right?
It comes out.
Yeah.
All right. At George, we took in $100,000.
Mr. Wilson has the floor.
George, we took in over $100,000 more this year from this farm. These systems are costing us about.
Wait, we didn't. The users took it in. We don't. That's not our money. That's
the county's money. The county took it.
No, it's the users of that district.
Mr. Cole, Ms. Deaver, let Mr. Wilson have the floor. I'll provide you the same respect. Mr. Wilson.
We've taken about $100,000 more. You want to call them users or whoever. All right. Now, this coming year, we can take another $100,000 and we can supply this farmer and we can get rid of this wet spot as we flew over today and saw a lot of his crops drowned out, unnecessary. And we can do good management instead of just poor management. And we're at about $100,000.
I have any problem. I just wonder who's paying for it.
Okay. Well,
I think we're taking enough in to do it.
Mr. Izzo and Ms. Webb will be looking at the numbers and will provide them to us in a few weeks. Thank you very much.
Not
anything
problem.
Else? Thank you, Mr. Izzo.
Thank you.
Fine job, Mr. Izzo. Thank you.
You've
got a lot on your plate.
Thank you, man. Rodney said that.
And we're going to assign Sam Wilson to help you down in that department.